2. This is our first interview with Fred Meyer in Rochester, and Bob Brown, the interviewer. And maybe you can tell me somewhat of how you eventually got into your career in design and art. You were born in Wisconsin, 1922. Was there anything in childhood that, as you look back, may have led you toward what you eventually did?
Well, we had a little, my parents had a little grocery store, and I began by lettering the prices of potatoes and tomatoes on the glass window out in front. And one day in the summer, we had strawberries, fresh strawberries for sale. And I embellished the price with some little paintings of strawberries. And I got such rave notices that I decided to continue from there.
Really? Was that simple, huh? Mm-hmm. That how old were you when that happened?
No, 10, 11. I've never got such notices since. It's a little disturbing. I'll have to go back to strawberries, I guess.
What kind of a town was Oshkosh when you grew up?
Well, it was a nice little town, 40,000 people, and I notice it's still 40,000. The only difference now is that the lake is polluted and one can't swim in it, and that the town has been coarsened by the addition of a university, which has introduced Lusty Life bookstores, I noticed, and I shouldn't malign education since I'm part of it. But it's a charming little town, yes, and very picturesque.
Did you have a lot of family around there? Were most of the Meyers from that area?
Well, my father died when I was quite young, and so I never found out much about my background. I regret that. And I never spoke to it much with my mother. I know very little about my progenitors. My father ran a bar in the local hotel until Prohibition, and then he took the profits that he made from this rather fashionable bar and bought a grocery store, and then lost all the money by being too soft-hearted with people who couldn't pay for the groceries that they were taking.
Was schooling an important thing for you as a child?
Well, I went to Catholic school and Catholic high school and grade school, and I learned a lot about heaven and hell and divine retribution, but I didn't learn too much mathematics nor the rest. I did have the good fortune of having a good teacher too, though, a debating teacher who did a great deal for me. I remember her saying, one must never be namby-pamby or wishy-washy, and I try not to be. But it's been said, I don't know by whom, that one is fortunate if one finds one good teacher in one's lifetime. And I think I had to wait until I got to Cranbrook before I found someone that was a truly formative influence on my life.
But till then, no. You went then from the Catholic high school in Oshkosh to a state teacher's college? Were these?
Mm-hmm. State teacher's college in Oshkosh, which at that time was quite small, and only later did it become a branch of the University of Wisconsin and much larger. But yes, I was there for 2 years studying pre-business, I think it was. And then I went to University of Wisconsin, where I studied in their business school, which led to my enlistment in the